Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B., Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, is with us this morning. And I saw the Facebook update, and you were right there with the family and enjoying it, weren't you?
We were. In fact, that is a wonderful facility. They really did that. The stadium, the outside, the people, fireworks at halftime. And downtown Kalamazoo is a really very, very nice city. It was a wonderful time, a big event for Kalamazoo, for Western, and I think anybody from Michigan State who went there equally enjoyed it and loved being part of it. And though Drummond Island, I'm sure, was kind of the extreme opposite of the whole thing, they were both great events.
It was wonderful, and it was not soggy up there. It was extremely nice, and the weather was the temperature was perfect, and the water for Lake Huron was actually relatively warm. So, all the way around, I'm not complaining, but we were two ships literally and figuratively passing in the night. But, something that we could really keep in mind with this, you were surrounded by, we were 30-some thousand folks there, probably 60% Broncos, 40% Spartans, a lot of new college students enjoying their first taste, and what a taste, in that atmosphere, and yet their future. You've given some thought to this, combining passion and practicality when choosing the right major and eventually the right career.
The thing I find amazing, Dave, is we work with high school kids, and then we work with kids as they're finishing college and as they're out of college, and so many really don't have much direction. They're kind of getting degrees in something that they think they like, they say they like, they're encouraged to get degrees in what they like, but then they can't get a job, or they can't get a good job, or they need to go get more training, graduate training, or specific type of skill-building training. And the thing I don't understand, I'm still amazed how people just don't Google up, needed occupations, what you need. Try to match yourself with something that offers a really good career. Now, one of the things I hear young people say, and I find a lot of older, very successful people saying, well, don't worry about income. Worry about what you like. And I end up saying, well, I think that's true. On the other hand, what do most people, a good percentage of people we see in our offices or just in our daily lives, complain about? That they don't have enough income to do what they might do, and they wish they'd chosen a different career. So I think what you want to do is look where there's opportunity, match really the desires you think you really have in life and what you think you're going to have, and look for the type of a career that can give you whatever that might be. And the thing that is really kind of maybe even shocking is how many of the very, very top careers, if you're looking at, we'll just take income a minute, do relate to math, they relate to science, they relate to computer science, engineering. It's really kind of an amazing kind of a thing. And maybe we're just not training people to do these things. But I do feel like people also need some guidance along the way. From the home, if possible, but certainly from the school, is a lot of 18-year-olds, their number one interests are sports. They might be becoming a music star. They might be a whole bunch of things. And all those are wonderful things to aim for, but the odds of you really making a living or surviving at that are really not that good. So you might say, well, why don't we take that as an avocation until you show it's a vocation, and just try to determine what's out there, what you might do. And I think universities and colleges need to do a little more in terms of preparation of people for degrees, because I just find it shocking, Dave. You can just go out on the corner and talk to people, and you'll find people that own $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 with a bachelor's degree, and they really can't find a job, or they can't find a job in their area.
Well, that's true. That's true. And one of the things, too, that plays into this, Doc, is that, and you talk about making an income more so than ever before, younger people have to make an income just to pay back their loans.
Absolutely.
Because that's the difference in, when in my era going to college, you could still afford to take different kind of classes. At the time they called it, remember this, finding yourself. Well, I'm going to go and find myself, because you could do that without finding yourself $100,000 in debt. Now that may be, the rough cost, $50,000 to $100,000 at a top line university to quote unquote find yourself before you find a job.
But Dave, when I finished my PhD at Michigan State in 1971, that's a long time ago, but it was $15 a graduate credit, and that was it, $15.
Mm.
When I first came up here in the 60s, $109.50 for 12 or more credits, less than $1,000 a year for room, board, and tuition. Now, when you start looking at what people are paying now and what they're owing when they get done, it's scary, because you hit a very good point. Actually, someone mentioned, we actually were in Grand Haven after we got done at Kalamazoo, I might add, kind of at least in the same area where you went further south. The thing it is, people not only have a house to pay for if they're a young person trying to get going in life, but they have an equally large bill for their student loans. So really, these kids are getting double whammies, even if they have a really good job, which again gets back to, I think, what we're talking about today. There is really a need for people to determine what are they going into, and even really to decide, do they want to do traditional schooling? Do they want to do the IT training themselves somewhere?
Right.
Do they want to go to whatever it might be? Because a lot of people just assume you go to a four-year school, you get your degree, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, we really do have to start being practical in a world that is getting very, very complicated for those that aren't prepared for what the opportunities are.
Well, and I use my son as a case in point here. He has a very marketable degree. He just graduated in May, and last week landed his first full-time, full benefit, a whole you lay it out shebang job. And still, he's doing the computation, and with some student loans, and with a couple payments here. He got a car, got some other things, not heavily in debt, but a little bit. His future looks bright, but it isn't. It isn't all paved with greenbacks.
Well, that's of course that's reality.
There
I think
it is.
Most people
yeah.
these days. However, I do feel it, and I congratulate you as a father to have someone who's actually going to be in the workforce and getting out there. And I'm sure
feels
you gave
good.
you gave him some good advice over the years in terms of
thing
to do.
And my lucky thing, and it ties exactly into your topic today, is that he found something he truly does love to do and he's had a knack for, and he's combined that with marketability, which is actually a pretty great thing.
What field is he in?
Engineering. So,
oh, well, okay. I've got 13 engineering salaries right here, and they're all very, very good, I might add.
It's not bad, and it's nice, again, to be marketable coming right out of school. And a lot of those IT folks know what that's like as well. He's Dr. John B. That's drjohnb.com. That's the place to go for the podcast. This one will be up there very shortly as well. Wonderful talking to you today. Glad you had fun at Waldo. Glad I was able to give you the flip side, the nature report from up north, and we'll talk to you again soon, Doc.
Dave, I do see you as more energetic than that, but it sounds wonderful you had a chance to find that calmer side of yourself.
Oh, I'll get energetic this weekend, I promise you.
But I feel sorry for Oregon. The good guys are going to be ready to play, I think. If not, I'm going to have a great time up till then. So we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens indeed. This is 1320 WILS.